O Lord, open thou our lips.
And our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Welcome to Merton College Chapel and to this service of choral evensong on the feast of St. Columba of Iona. The congregation is invited to be seated for the singing of the psalm from the Book of Common Prayer, Psalm 119, from verse 33.
The first lesson is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 42. Joseph said to his brothers, "It is just as I have said to you, you are spies. Here is how you shall be tested. As Pharaoh lives, you shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Let one of you go and bring your brother, while the rest of you remain in prison, in order that your words may be tested, whether there is truth in you, or else, as Pharaoh lives, surely you are spies." And he put them all together in prison for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this and you will live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers stay here where you are imprisoned. The rest of you shall go and carry grain for the famine of your households and bring your youngest brother to me. Thus your words will be verified and you shall not die." And they agreed to do so. They said to one another, "Alas, we are paying the penalty for what we did to our brother. We saw his anguish when he pleaded with us, but we would not listen. That is why this anguish has come upon us." Then Reuben answered them, "Did I not tell you not to wrong the boy? But you would not listen. So now there comes a reckoning for his blood." They did not know that Joseph understood them, since he spoke with them through an interpreter. He turned away from them and wept. Then he returned and spoke to them. And he picked out Simeon and had him bound before their eyes. Joseph then gave orders to fill their bags with grain, to return every man's money to his sack, and to give them provisions for their journey. This was done for them. They loaded their donkeys with their grain and departed. When one of them opened his sack to give his donkey fodder at the lodging place, he saw his money at the top of the sack. He said to his brothers, "My money has been put back. Here it is in my sack." At this, they lost heart and turned trembling to one another, saying, "What is this that God has done to us?" When they came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man, the lord of the land, spoke harshly to us and charged us with spying on the land. But we said to him, 'We are honest men, we are not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. One is no more, and the youngest is now with our father in the land of Canaan.' Then the man, the lord of the land, said to us, 'By this I shall know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers with me. Take grain for the famine of your households and go your way. Bring your youngest brother to me, and I shall know that you are not spies but honest men. Then I will release your brother to you, and you may trade in the land.'" As they were emptying their sacks, there in each one's sack was his bag of money. When they and their father saw their bundles of money, they were dismayed. And their father Jacob said to them, "I am the one you have bereaved of children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more, and now you would take Benjamin. All this has happened to me." Then Reuben said to his father, "You may kill my 2 sons if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my hands, and I will bring him back to you." But he said, "My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he alone is left. If harm should come to him on the journey that you are to make, you would bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol." Here ends the first lesson.
Magnificat, anima mea Domine. The second lesson is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 18. The disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child whom he put among them and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, It would be better for you if a great millstone were fastened around your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of the stumbling blocks. Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to the one by whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame than to have two hands or two feet and to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into the hell of fire. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you, in heaven their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. Here ends the second lesson.
Thank you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Upon us.
And grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness.
And make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people.
And bless thy inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because
may clean our hearts within us.
And take us thy Holy Spirit from us.
O God, the strength of all them that put their trust in thee, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing without thee, grant us the help of thy grace, that in keeping of thy commandments we may please thee both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, Give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be said to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
The anthem, A New Song, a setting of verses from Psalm 96 by James McMillan. Let us pray.
If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? Today the church celebrates the feast of St. Columba, missionary, diplomat, and founder in 563 of the monastic community of Iona. A key figure in the bringing of Christianity to the Picts, Columba was a lost sheep himself, exiled to Scotland after his part in a bloody battle over a manuscript. But he was used by God to establish a center for mission and education that remains an inspiration to believers today. As we give thanks for Columba's life and example, let us ask that God will transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of his grace, and make known his heavenly glory even through our earthly limitations. Almighty God, who filled the heart of Saint Columba with the joy of the Holy Spirit and with deep love for those in his care, may your pilgrim people follow him, strong in faith, sustained by hope, and one in the love that binds us to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
This is my comfort in my distress, that your promise gives me life. Remembering that Columba, once renowned for warfare, became known as the Dove of the Church, let us pray for all those who are experiencing the distress of conflict and division, that they will come to know peace and reconciliation. We pray for Gaza, for North and South Korea, for Afghanistan, and for those communities and individuals who find themselves trapped in cycles of anger and violence. O God, the Father of all, in your Son you are reconciling all things to yourself. Deliver us from prejudice and mere human reciprocity. Teach us what it means to turn the other cheek, and send us as peacemakers into your world. Bring hope where reconciliation seems impossible, and finally lead us all in due course into that peace which defies our current understanding. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. In humility, let us thank God for his generous gifts to us, and let us pray for this college, which has welcomed us and continues to provide a place of safety and learning for scholars. We remember all those sitting and preparing for exams this week, and in a moment of silence, we call to mind all members of the college and others who have asked for our prayers, and those known to us in particular need. We join these and all our prayers together in the words of the grace. The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Amen.
To the Tune Merton College, we sing the hymn, Light of the Minds That Know Him.